Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is having dinner with the Pharisees. Now that in itself can be a pretty amazing statement when you consider how the Pharisees treat Jesus throughout most of the gospels. But the truth is, of all of the groups within the Judaism of Jesus' day, Jesus was more a Pharisee than he was anything else. And the truth is, Jesus loved the Pharisees, he cared about them, but Jesus loved them enough to try to keep them from making their typical, usual, normal mistakes. Today, in the gospel story, a leader of the Pharisees invited Jesus to dinner, and Jesus accepted and came because it is in moments like that that Jesus can show God's love, and he does. Now, if you read the story, this meal was less a calm dinner party. It was more like a feeding frenzy. I remember watching Jacques Cousteau growing up. Those were the coolest things. And you would see the sharks as they would come around, all curious, looking to see what was going on. And nowadays, we have in the middle of the summer Shark Week, right? That gives you your fill of sharks flying out of the water and circling and waiting to pounce. That's the kind of feeding frenzy Jesus was witnessing at this meal. At the dinner, Jesus watched as the other guests, most of them Pharisees, I assume, they were watching and they were circling. And then they were eventually grabbing a place of honor at the table. He was watching as they weighed their options. I've done more than that one, but not as much as him. And pounce, they would find a place. Or I'm closer to the host than this guy is, but not as close as they are. And pounce. All of this jockeying for position was going on, but while it was all going on, they were also, all of them, watching Jesus. Now, some were upset that Jesus was there. And others were excited. Some could hardly wait to be in conversation with Jesus, while others were just watching him so they could find something wrong and they could pounce once again. And so into this toxic environment, Jesus teaches his fellow Pharisees three very important truths. Jesus tries to teach them and us to never consider yourselves higher than anyone else. Through his life and ministry, Jesus has been trying to show them, and now he tells them that when we act in the world, it is for those who are in need and not for those who might repay. And finally, Jesus is telling the Pharisees and his hosts that the invitation to the table of God's kingdom is open to all, equally to all. Jesus begins by echoing what we heard in Proverbs today. Jesus begins with a parable that warns about thinking more highly of yourself. Now, Jesus understands that for social climbers and for those who are seeking advancement and promotion, nothing could be worse than being asked to move to a lower place. In an era before place cards, when people are required to sort of make a stab at where they belong, Jesus very wisely and practically says, start low, you might get moved higher. Now, just as an aside, the first congregation I served, there was a wonderful man there whose name was Dominic DeMarcantonio. And Dominic came and sat three rows up from the back, always close to the door. And so I went to Dominic one day, he was there early enough, and I said, Dominic, why don't you ever sit up closer? And he said, didn't Jesus teach us that we should sit at the lower so that in case our host invites us forward? And I said, so if at the beginning of church, I said, Dominic, come on down, you can sit here closer. He says, no, I'm waiting for Jesus. And so, you know, I understand that there's that comfort of having that balcony right over the top of you, and I tease. But while it's practical advice for Jesus to say, start lower and get called up, Jesus also wants us to think about this not just at a dinner party, but in all aspects of our lives. We should never look down at another as somehow less than, especially less than me. Jesus always wants us to see those around us as fellow human beings, as fellow children of God, and not leftovers that can be discarded or as something unimportant or worse yet, something we need to scrape off our shoe and throw away. For Jesus, all are important. All are worthy. And if you think about it, Jesus is God the Son, and he still cares about what I think. So this is how Jesus wants us to live. Jesus has also shown us in his living and through his teaching that when we act in the world, it should be for those who need help and not necessarily for those who have everything or might be able to repay. So often we look to invite or help those who may be able to help us back, maybe at a later date. We invite our boss to dinner so that we might get an invitation or even a promotion. Jesus tells his host that if you're hosting for the reasons of social climbing, good luck with that. But if you are hosting in order to be a blessing for someone, look to the lost and the left out, the cast aside and the needy. Then you truly will become a blessing and God's kingdom can become real. And then the final truth that Jesus is trying to teach and impart is that the invitation to the table of God's kingdom is open to all, equally to all, rich and poor, those who are ill and those who are well, the troublemakers, the timid, the humble and the arrogant, the hungry and the full, the curious, the confident, the holy and the are all invited to the great banquet of God's kingdom. There is no ranking for God. It's not as if some are worthy and therefore invited while others are not and left out. For God, there are only sinners in need who are welcome to the table. For God, there are only saints redeemed by the Lamb welcome to the table. And all who are there at the table are called to live in service to one another and to the world. This is what Jesus is encouraging his host to embrace as he recommends a way to devise your guest list. You see, as we live our lives, Jesus wants us to see them as opportunities for celebration, for a banquet. Who do we invite to that celebration? God invites us all. He stands for us. He forgives us. He blesses us so that we can be a blessing for others. Who do we invite to join us in this banquet of God's goodness? Too often, we invite only those who are most like us or those we want to be more like. Jesus is encouraging us to see that this celebration is to be available to all. Now, sometimes that can make us uncomfortable. But Jesus is still encouraging us to reach out to the lost and the addicted, to the down on their luck, as well as those who are making strides to get back on track. Because the truth is, we all need help and blessing. We all need God's love. And we may be the means by which grace comes to someone else today. Jesus wants us to be ready to celebrate with them, whoever they are. Jesus teaches us today that we are not better than, nor are we worse than. He shows us that as we live and as we act in the world, we need to be focused on how we can help others, others who need the help. And finally, he helps us to see that the invitation to the table of God's kingdom is open to all, even to us. And more importantly, even to them, whoever them may be. These are the truths that Jesus is trying to impart to his host, to his fellow Pharisees, to his disciples, and to us. God's love is the foundation of our lives in faith. Let us celebrate that love as we go into the world sharing that love as we are able. Amen.